We have no Cheech today, so welcome to the show. There's going to be no rap. What's the haps with the raps? But we do have the probably the two best people on the show.
Easily.
We're not going to go into who's better, but we are the best. welcome to the Friday edition of the fucking review? Question mark? Should we review? It's been a pretty crazy week for us.
I just don't think it would be right to do it without Miguel Douglas's number one fan.
I know. I agree. I don't know what to make of the whole scenario, but I know that, you know, Cheech is still battling with his COVID drama. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. He didn't do it. He didn't want to do it. He seemed like he was giving up from the beginning. But there is some interesting stuff coming out on television. I don't know if you're aware. There's Euphoria started back up again.
So I heard.
You know, I don't know. There's also, you know, I saw a fucking teaser for the new season of Atlanta.
Oh.
Which I'm a fan of. I know you're not a fan, but
I'm not a fan. I'm
excited.
Haven't been watching it since the second episode.
Since my required watching my obligation to the podcast, and that's about it.
But I do like Euphoria, this is a great show. I will be keeping current with that. I've been watching the Sex and the City reboot, and just like that.
Oh my god, how is it?
It's okay. I'm still balls deep in Yellow Jackets. Yellow Jackets is what the show I most look forward to watching every week.
Wow. Yellow Jackets, huh? And they're not current, right? They're not it's not all on the thing. They're still playing catch up on the season.
Showtime week by week.
Wow. That's fucking great. I love that a lot.
It's tough, but every Sunday I'm like, let's fucking go. I think maybe next week might be the finale, which sucks because I'm just so into it. I started
a lot of it has to kind of like get crammed in that last episode, you think? Or is there like stuff that, you know, is already rounding the story's rounding third and you're like, okay, let's bring it home.
No, there's a lot left, I think. Like, I don't believe this will be a one season.
Oh shit, sorry.
Situation.
You don't think?
And then I started Yellowstone.
What's that?
Which I've heard a lot of great things about. It's a Kevin Costner show. They're out in Montana. Oh. It has an 8.8.
Is it like on Epix or something?
Paramount Plus.
Oh.
But the seasons, there's like, I think season 4 just started and the first 3 are on Peacock, which I am a subscriber to. So,
dude, I was really confused because Paramount Plus released two movies, movie or feature length, whatever, episodes of South Park.
Oh.
And I thought they were on Comedy Central, which is owned by HBO Max. So I was a little confused. I was like, what the fuck? Like, they had like post-COVID and post-COVID part 2 or some bullshit special. And I was like, obviously I'm a fan. I'm a fan of, South Park's classic. And I watched the first few minutes of the first one and it was everybody but old. So like fucking like Stan.
Yeah, I saw a preview for that.
Yeah. And I was like, I can't. I just.
It's too weird.
Why did you do that? It was too weird. I just like, so I'm like, why did you just be kids for the rest of your lives? Like The Simpsons. I don't want to entertain a world where you're old. Sorry, y'all. So I just, they're really not, dude.
The whole benefit. The first episode of Yellowstone was an hour and a half.
What?
Which was intense, but I don't think they're all like that.
Luckily. Yeah, maybe I guess the season premiere maybe is just like a little bit extra.
Yeah, it's like a damn movie.
I saw this other thing on, which you might be interested in. We might watch it for the show at some point, But Kanye West is coming out with his own documentary on Netflix.
Really?
You heard about this?
No, I haven't.
And then also, I got Cootie on the camera. Wild Sense right there. Me and Fats got to an argument in the car. Y'all felt like it disrespected me, man. Trying to say I wasn't a genius yet.
But who are you to call yourself a genius?
So it's basically they found he has all this old camera footage of him pre in like 1998, 1995, and they're putting together a 3-series documentary called Genius, which is spelled JEEN-YUH or something. Yes, or genius. I don't know what the fuck it's called, but yeah, it's called Genius. Yes,
Genius. Anyway, I'm here for
So that's coming in February, which I think is interesting. Okay. Right, Kanye West, and you know, because I'm sure you know the whole story, but the dude was like an up and coming artist, very arrogant, very calling himself a genius, still does, and I think it's pretty interesting that, you know, someone trying to break into the industry comes out with a song called Through the Wire as his like first single off of his album, or one of his singles off of his debut album, and he's singing or rapping with his mouth wired shut. Like, in what scenario do you think that's what's kind of, I always thought that was interesting. You know what I mean? Like, why would you not just wait a few months? Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I always thought that kind of mentality was fascinating.
Well, yeah, that's ego saying,
yeah,
even with my jaw wired shut, I'm shitting on you.
Yeah. It takes a lot of balls to do that on your fucking first record out, you know, as an artist. So anyway, I was always fascinated with that, and I see this footage from that era of literally him with his mouth shut talking like shit. I was like, what? This is crazy. And I want to see it, you know, because he's misguided. He's all, you know, whatever. But his story, I think, is still going to be pretty fucking dope.
Oh, yeah. Well, on a somewhat related note, I was watching an episode of Below Deck, and one of the guests had her jaw wired shut. And they said they have to carry, like, wire clippers everywhere they go, because if she throws up, she will choke and die.
Wow. I never thought about that. Isn't that crazy? Yes, that is insane. Wow. Fuck. I mean, I just can't imagine that shit, dude.
Yeah. Like, you get the flu while your jaw's wired shut. No, thank you. No, thank you.
I mean, what's the deal with Kanye dating that one girl from Uka Diamonds or something? Everyone's going crazy over a photo shoot that they had at the restaurant, or like, I don't know. I just like,
you always know the hot goss.
Well, I mean, I'm a man of the culture, you know, so yeah. I don't know what that woman's name is though, from the, who Kanye's dating, but she's looking like really thick and hot. And I'm just like, holy shit. And she apparently, like, this is, I don't know how deep this goes, to be honest. But it just seems that this is a little staged, you know, and good for Kanye, because I know Kim does the same shit, but it seems that he gets criticized more than Kim. Kim kind of got away with it. Like, you go get your dick, girl, like, whatever. And Kanye's still being, I don't know, ridiculed, I don't know, judged for being extra with his, you know, with his girlfriend or whoever. Oh, are you looking up the thing?
Yeah, so these are the top two things. News about Kanye West and Julia Fox.
Julia Fox, there you go.
And then news about Kanye West, Vladimir Putin, and Russia. Ye planning Russia trip to meet Putin and perform Sunday service, says advisor.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
He wants to make Russia his second home. What an exotic location.
Wow. It's absolutely insane. So this is
the
one
who was the little whore In Uncut Gems.
Yeah, I think she was. Yeah, she was the little side piece, right? And she's out here in a thong, dress, looking all fucking crazy, and like literally, like doing photo shoots at dinner.
Why?
Well, to make a spectacle. I don't know of their relationship. I guess, you know what I mean.
Has she been in other stuff?
They went. I don't know.
Oh, people. Craig's is where you go to be seen.
Oh, okay.
Born in Milan. That's interesting.
That's sexy.
Looks like she was married until 2021.
Uh-oh.
So that's quite recent.
Peter, yeah.
Art of Me. And she's got a baby.
It's like, it seems interesting that like they have the ability. I mean, Kanye and Kim have the power to really captivate the world with this news. Like, this is covered in the UK and this is covered in Australian news. It's really interesting sometimes about some of the American culture shit, but they definitely got their
much.
Obviously I care too, but I mean, I just saw, it was bombarding my timeline that I couldn't help but get a few snippets. I was hoping you could shed some light on the situation, but I was just like, yo, you guys are still talking about this? Like, what's the deal, you know?
I'm trying to find these wrong photo shoots.
Yeah, like she was looking really sexy going into a restaurant looking like, yeah. Is it Kanye West, Julia Fox? How about Julia Fox thong?
She did a whole photo shoot with Pete Davidson too.
Yeah, I saw that. Is this all like full circle? Like, I don't know what the fuck.
Right?
I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore. Like, are they old photos that got resurfaced and stuff like that? You know what I mean?
Well, I think this was, yeah, Paper Magazine, Barbie and Ken.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This is, I don't know if you can see it, but she's like wearing, like you can see a piece of her thong popping out of the side here. And there's Kanye right behind
her. I thought
it
was like.
No.
She was wearing like a thong and some sheer thing.
Yeah, I mean, they have photos of her. They have a lot of photos of her because she was in Uncut Gems. Yeah.
There was a. Oh, they're calling them thong pants.
Oh, is that what they're calling?
Honestly, I don't like that look.
And I'm about to go in on some fucking shit that's a little out of my realm, so help me out here. Is Kim Kardashian and Khloe Kardashian sucking the fucking fat back out of their butts and getting thinner butts?
I think they're letting it deflate some because it's really crazy, especially Khloe's. Khloe's has gotten, I think, crazier than anybody else's.
Yeah.
And she's, she's lost all that weight. She's got a tiny waist and these skinny little toothpick legs and that butt. It just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. Even for Kim, it looks like sometimes she was wearing a diaper.
Yeah.
It's so disgusting. I mean, you commented on that, I think, where I was like, you're right. It looks completely disgusting.
Weird shelf where the thighs like can't support it, and it's just like if you naturally have a big butt, you've got some thighs.
You should, yeah.
But I don't remember who it was. Insane. Just on the going to dinner dressed absurd trend, even though that wasn't absurd, I kind of actually like that thong look. I think that's kind of cute and like kind of sexy.
Yeah. Very sexy.
I don't remember who it was. I think it was like maybe the daughter of some boxer, some athlete. They went to dinner and she was wearing a like mesh shirt, like with her nipples out, going to dinner with her dad.
Wow.
Like, you're going to sit across the table from your dad with your nipples out? That is
apparently
upsetting.
Right. Wow.
My dad wouldn't even sit across from me if I had any cleavage. Like, be like, put something, because
a father put a sweater on, you fucking whore.
Be comfortable with that.
Yeah, no, I agree. Definitely. You know what? I also saw someone really criticizing the Kardashians for doing that. Basically, like, cultural appropriation, right?
Yeah.
And then they have the...
Jose Canseco and his daughter's 25th birthday.
No way. Jesus. Oh, there's all kinds of... What? I literally just put Julia Fox and all these, like, sex photos came up. Interesting. They actually have her... Oh, my God. Is that really her? Anyway.
Like, look at this.
Oh, shit. That's hot.
Full nips out. Arm in arm with her father.
No, I mean, sometimes you can't really tell in the dark, but when the light shines on you, the sheerness
the paparazzi. It's not a sheer. It's like mesh. Like, it's crazy. But the Kardashians have been criticized a lot for the braids and the you know, the baby hairs and all of that.
Right. Totally.
So is it that, like, nobody can do it, or just white people can't do it because, you know, they're Armenian?
Well, I agree. I think they're white passing. You know what I mean? In a way, I know they are Armenian, or are they Armenian?
Yeah.
The Armenian genocide. That's their thing, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
They're very anti-Turkey, as I was today when 20 of them were going through my backyard, and I shouted at them turkeys? That I had. Yes, it was crazy. I put on my story.
Like a Thanksgiving parade?
Yeah, and I shout at them. I had turkey bacon for breakfast, and they were unbothered. Jeez.
Dan, you should just at least kept one for next year and then get a nice fresh turkey for Thanksgiving.
They're very entitled creatures. I was outnumbered. There were so many of them. I, like, glance out the window. I'm like, what the fuck is going on out here?
Right.
March of the turkeys.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think some of the Kardashians are considered, like, white, like the Jenners, right? Like, the I know Kardashians aren't the same, but it seems like they're kind of white passing, to be honest. It seems that, like, it just seems that way because they have the only reason why I would, like, criticize them is because they have the opportunity to go back to their normal bodies, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, they can choose to, like, the braids are not serving, you know, anything other than fashion, whatever. And those traditional braids are obviously, you know, from Black culture, and their butts were never that big, but because it was culturally acceptable for, you know, for them to do that. And how about, like, having grills and all that bullshit is, like, I see that them going back to that, like, there's a pattern. Courtney's, like, yeah, she's probably living the goth she always wanted to be in high school.
It's not, I think it's, but, I mean, part of it's cultural appropriation, but I think part of it is that chameleon thing, like, who you're with. You know, because now that Courtney's with Courtney never really dated Black guys, but it was like, you know, now that she's with Travis, she had those fangs, the little diamonds.
That's real shit, though. But that's real shit because Kanye's out of the picture, and then Pete Davidson's in, which he's white, right? He seems a little ethnically ambiguous, like a half something.
Yeah, I don't know. He's white.
He's white. So if he's just white, then basically. It's so interesting, right? It's almost like fucking literally Kim was like, oh, you got yourself a white boy with tattoos. Let me get a white boy with tattoos. Mm-hmm. And they can just switch the whole thing up. And now all of a sudden, well, I don't know if this is going to be true, but like, oh, this, like, they can set a trend, or they can do this type of thing. They have the power to do that. And they can just choose whatever they want. And the convenience is that they can go back and pick and choose what they want, as opposed to, like, someone who has a natural butt, like, that big, who they were trying to imitate, and then all of a sudden their butt is not in style anymore because the Kardashians didn't get their BBL, like, appointment. Like, they've been skipping a few, and it's been shrinking again. it's just, it's like they have the luxury of just doing that when they want, because they have a lot of money. And a lot of people, also Miley Cyrus did like something like that, very similarly in her career, where she was just like basically like stealing black culture and then rebranding as white again. Like she was like, oh, fuck this, fuck everybody. Like I'm going to be a fucking like a gangster bitch who's like, would like have a shirt that says Compton on it and do drugs and be promiscuous. And then she fucking gets like, then she date one of the Hemsworth brothers or something.
Married
to him. And then all of a sudden she just rebranded as white. And she's like, yeah, I think I'm going to be white now. And now she's white again. And she cleaned up her act. And Justin Bieber did the same thing too.
She goes from like, you know, Jolene to like in the club, high on perk with some J's on. Like, Hannah Montana, is that you?
It's just like, I'm just noticing. I mean, this is obvious, but I was just noticing that, like, wow, you guys can really switch on a dime, you know, and this whole fucking culture can get like flipped on the side of its head, you know?
Like, I wonder, like, when it's okay to have something. I mean, everything that we do started in a certain culture, essentially, you know?
Right.
So, like, when is it appropriation and when is it and when is it like doing it with respect? I think it has to do with, like you said, like making it white or like, you know, doing something and acting like you started it or not acknowledging kind of where it came from.
Yeah, I mean, I know that Gwen Stefani was like wearing bindis or something in the fucking, in the early 2000s or 90s, and she got a lot of shit for it too. And it's like, I just don't know where the line, where's the line? And it's like, I mean, it's nothing new, but does that mean it's right? And it's becoming more and more obvious and blatant that, I don't know. I guess I just didn't like the fact that these, like the Kardashians can just get fat butts. And then be like, oh, fat butts are out. What's that?
Said, I don't either because I'm jealous. Yeah, I want a fat butt. But they took it to an extreme. Like, I don't think butts are ever going to be out. Yeah, like, ridiculous ones, maybe. But, like, if you naturally have a big butt, it's not going to look crazy because your body is going to support it. You know what I mean?
I saw this crazy TikTok of like this woman going to Brazil for holiday, and on her way back there were a bunch of women on their knees, like bent over their chair, and she goes, apparently I'm the only one who didn't get a BBL.
That's supposed to be like one of the most dangerous surgeries you can get.
It's insane. And they go to Brazil to do it.
I mean, I know a girl who got one in Miami, and she said it was like getting hit by a train. Like the bruising and everything is crazy because it's so aggressive, and they're taking fat from all over your body.
All over your body, yeah.
She had to like gain weight in order to get it, so they had something to pull from. I was like, I got something you can use, but...
Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's switch gears a little bit. I think we should probably go into RIP Bob Saget.
Oh my god, I can't believe we didn't touch on that.
I know we didn't do it because Cheech was too distracting with his drama.
I'll tell you what, my boo John Stamos is really going through it.
Yeah, what have you seen? Has he tweeted anything?
I've just seen a lot of posts on Instagram where it's just pictures of them and just like, I still can't believe it. I'm broken. I'm devastated.
I mean, new info has come out about his death? Like they said they found no one on the...
No foul play.
I guess the coroners or whatever. No foul play.
No drugs.
There was no drugs. There was no... So was it natural causes or it was...
But that was just like at the initial like site of where they found him, right? It wasn't toxicology and that kind of stuff takes a while.
Yeah, no, definitely. But usually they can find out. They're like, oh, okay, this guy fucking overdosed. Like, I could tell. You know what
right.
I mean?
Like, if you die alone, like, there's going to be some kind of residue, you know? If it was, like, fentanyl sure. or heroin or something, there's going to be some dusting or, you know what I mean? Yeah, or, like, a needle. But
see, he was 65 years. You're 65 years old.
And that's not old. He had done a show the night before, like... And how wow. sad to die in an Orlando hotel room of all places.
Man, I think if you're a comedian, you might be thinking like, man, maybe this life on the road is not like... He actually loved working, though. I did see a lot of old interviews of him just being like, you know, so I understand some of that, but I just... Yeah.
I think it'll be interesting to find out. I mean, it could have been... You know, a heart attack could have been things we don't know about. You know, we find out all the time celebrities die and they're privately battling something that nobody knew about.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like when something went down with Bourdain, people were like, oh, fucking finally depression got him. And so with Robin Williams, kind of like the same thing. And I'm not saying this is a suicide, but like, apparently there's no signs of this guy going, oh yeah, we figured, you know what I mean? Like, it was only a matter of time. Like, no one really came forward and said anything like that about him. It's just kind of like happened, and 65 years old is pretty fucking young.
Yeah. I mean, and if it was suicide or overdose, accidental or on purpose, it would have had to be something where like, it was like pills or something. And he just had him in his pocket and there was no pill bottle or, you know what I mean? Like,
right. Like, he probably took the pills and threw them away before he got up there or something. Or,
right. Like, for there to be no evidence or, yeah, you go snort some lines that's got fentanyl.
Even the initial autopsy, they said that there's no foul play. So granted, they don't have the official toxicology report or whatever. It's going to take a while, like you said. But initially, they can kind of tell. They could be like, yeah, there's lacerations or there's, you know, there was a needle in his arm or some bullshit, so like track marks on his arm.
You would see some kind of residue in the nose or something.
Something. But like apparently, right off the bat, initial reports say that there's no foul play, you know? So it's pretty fucking crazy. Have you ever, you met him? You met Bob Saget before, right?
Yeah. Robert Lane Saget. Here's the latest. 9 hours ago. Died in his sleep. Cause of death still unknown.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you record him for a podcast or how did you meet him?
No, it was backstage at April Foolishness.
Oh, that's right. That's when you went with Adam Ray, is that right?
Yeah, with Adam. No. It was my first April Foolishness with Shreddy Lift.
Oh, you got in because of Eddie?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's dope.
It was at the Shrine Auditorium.
Was I there?
For some reason, I don't think you were. I think it was like me and Weebs and Randy Puga.
Oh shit, the real B squad.
No. Yeah. And it was, Eddie, yeah. Bob Saget, Eliza, Gabriel Iglesias. I feel like Brad Williams performed too.
He always does.
But I was so excited because Bob Saget had done the year before and John Stamos came. So I was like, really?
Ready.
Really ready. Yeah. And Dr. Drew was there. And that's when I told him he's my hot dad fantasy.
Very nice.
It was. And I think Weaves was like drunk and touched my butt. And I was like, is this how this is going to go?
Yeah, I know that he could find your butt. That's more impressive.
Especially being drunk. Like, wow.
Yeah.
You're really zoned
there was
in.
There was a year where they had Jim Jeffries like perform. And then Eddie was also on the bill and they had to like separate people from, it was very tense. Like, I just remember there was a moment where you could tell that one person was more about the grudge than the other. And it, you know, like I could tell
poor
like,
one.
It was really, so it was pretty fucked up because everybody, like, you know, Eddie is kind of like one of those dudes who's like, a part, like a social, like frat kind of environment party dude. Mm-hmm. So in his green room, everybody was in his green room. Where like Doug Benson was in his green room smoking weed, and I don't know who else was there. There's just a bunch of people. Whoever was in there was in Eddie's room, and he kind of designed it that way. Like I said, he's such like a master at these social situations. And Jim was actually not in his, he was in his own room, but I saw he was buzzed, and I'm just like, dude, I could tell it was just weird because like I was in between them as well. There was other people who maybe Farside was there. And it was just very awkward. And I just remember I was like, dude. And then Jim came out of his dressing room, saw everybody outside of Eddie's, which is like two dressing rooms away. And he just started walking towards that scenario. And I'm like, oh, fuck, it's going to happen. Oh, they're going to like,
shit.
They're going to like confront each other, or they might be great, or might be stupid. It's like, bury the hatchet. Eddie straight up pulled some like mean girl shit where like ignored Jim. And then Jim kind of was just, it was like so weird. Yeah, and I could tell people. And yeah, people in the hallway, because like his green room was so overfilled, were like, oh my God, it's Jim Jefferies, whatever. And I was like, oh shit, like this is not like the best scenario for him to be like seen this way. You know what I mean? Not like seen this way, but so I got him and I was like, come to the restroom, and we did a fucking bump a fucking blow. And I was just like, it was just like, dude, this is not cool. And it was just so awkward and weird. But like, I just remember that time, I think Shane Wow was in the situation as well. But April Foolishness with Farside, when they dressed up him and Jason Auerin in those like
tuxedos. The painted
tuxedos. Oh my God, that was that was one for the books, that's for sure. But no SAG at that year though.
Two. I think I've only been to the one, that one with Eddie, and then Adam Ray, where Eddie was also there, but. We didn't and speak.
It's funny because like I remember Jim and Eddie had that towards the end of the podcast had a little bit of an overlap of like, whose podcast is it? Let's record at my house. Mm-hmm. No, let's record in the Rave Cottage. And we recorded an episode at Jim's, and the two guests that were on there was Jay Moore and Nikki Cox. Mm. And then that was for one episode where fucking Farside showed them his cock taco.
Yeah.
And the other episode was with Bob Saget. And that's when I had the opportunity to meet Bob, and very nice guy, fucking awesome. Yeah. And Jim just moved into his big fucking house in the Hollywood Hills, and he just left the Rape Cottage, and all this was new to him, and it was just such a monumental moment because you're genuinely happy for a friend who you saw was like a roommate with another bro in Venice trying to make his career take off. And then he actually had legit like locked in and all this stuff. So it was like a cool thing to see. But like, I guess, you know, whatever, for whatever personal reasons, Eddie wanted no part of that. So we did it like this episode with, you know, Jay Moore and Bob Saget. And it was a cool moment. I definitely like, dude is like, talk about like rising to the occasion when you're like all eyes are kind of on you. He was able to handle that very graciously and like very cool. Like, you know, like being that, having that edge to him or whatever. I thought he was going to be like obscene, but he was actually fucking really chill. So I was surprised.
Yeah,
by that.
Because people would always be so surprised when they found out how like dirty he was, because everyone sees him as this TV dad.
Danny Tanner, and then they go see
his stand-up and they're like, oh my God, this is not like
this
Full
is not
House.
Wholesome. I know, like have like mercy. people didn't realize it. And like when he did it, like one of his first stand-up special post like Full House, he had like a pretty big one, and he's like, everyone thinks I'm the cool dad from fucking, or the clean dad from Full House, or the gay dad from Full House, or whatever he said. And he was like, he was just going for the jugular, saying, yeah, I fuck Kimmy Gibbler and all this crazy shit. I was just like, this dude's fucking dope. Like, I had no, I mean, it was just nice to see, the fucking good old times were back.
Well, and then still did Fuller House, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
So it wasn't like, oh, it's over for you now, you know.
But the residuals he must have got just from Full House alone is like fucking paid. You know what I mean?
Plus America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh my God. Fucking gangster, dude.
Doing all the voices of like the everybody on the Oh my God. True. Now, when all that went down in April Foolishness, besides like people close to the podcast, did other comedians know their relationship? They all knew it was weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Doug Benson had an idea. Like, there's definitely some water cooler talk, no doubt. You know, I know that Jim had to address something on Bert Kreischer's podcast about the about what happened between Eddie and him, because people were at the time the comedy podcast wasn't popping the way it is now,
right?
Back then. And I feel like talking shit was in its own right, like a kind of Howard Stern bootleg version of what radio and uncensorship was, and what a lot of people thought podcasts could be, you know?
Yeah. It was definitely not your average podcast. You know,
what attracted you to it?
I don't know what other shows have people jerking off in Ziplocs to see, you know. I came to the show because of Jim, because I was working, and that's when I was first getting into podcasts, and the guy I sat next to was a huge Corolla fan, and he was like, you have to listen to this episode with this guy, Jim Jeffries. Have you ever heard of him? I'm like, no. This was probably 2012, maybe 2013, around then. And he was like, he has this hilarious story about being on a boat with his mom and she gets stuck, like, and he has to push her out or something. And I was like, all right. So I listened to it. And of course, you plug your own stuff. And that led me to talking shit. And that led me to pretty much every other podcast I listened to.
Because
I would just hear people on the show and I would like them. And so I'd listen to their podcasts, or I'd see them when they came to Comedy on State in Madison. That's how I became friends with Al and different comedians who I knew like in passing then when I moved here.
Yeah.
So it's crazy how that goes. But it was
your official. When did you officially come to LA? Like 2015, or was it?
So August was 6 years. So 2015, wow. Yeah. That summer,
Jesus.
That summer I came here and got my tour of Venice with Jason.
You paid for that? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
From the Patreon, or what did you do? Or
from the Bingle fundraiser or something. Yes, it must have been. I did that, and then that's when I met you and Crispy, and we did the podcast with my sister.
That's so weird.
It's crazy to think about.
So how was the tour with Venice with Jason?
It was good. Stupid? It was kind of what I expected it to be. You know, I mean, it was just like walking around. I saw a couple homeless guys choking each other out. Just cruising around like, oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Showing me the coffee shop and this and that.
We should probably watch the fucking King of California just for out of just whatever. Yeah, just because it's like,
and we can have him on.
Fuck it, Jason. Because it was Jason. He talked about that time in his life. Because I remember I was there for the recording. But he's like, I come to LA to pursue acting, and within like 6 months, I land a Michael Douglas movie. I go, you tell me how inflated would your ego be, if you know what I mean? Like, if you just fucking come in and then all of a sudden you're like, dude, I'm gonna be a fucking star. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
And you know,
and being the delusional, like when you add that to Jason's delusion,
totally, you see it.
So maybe that's what we should do for our homework. Yeah. Make Cheech watch the two movies that he didn't watch and add the King of California.
And that's probably not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea at all. But I did hear, you know, word around the water cooler that, you know, that Jason Auer may be coming back to Talking Shit.
Is Talking Shit coming back to Talking Shit?
Allegedly, right now, Eddie Ift is in the process, and he tweeted this out, so it's not like, this is not like new news, but he's saying, hey, I think we're going to do 10 episodes. I think you're going to do a 10 episode series, mini series on this. And I was like, what the fuck? When I saw the tweet, I was like, it's news to me. I mean, I don't know anything about it. So when he had said that, I was like, okay, here we go. Like, we'll see if that's the case. And people are like, bring back Jason, and Eddie's in the comments like, Jason will be there or something. I'm just like, wow.
I'm looking at the King of California IMDb, and if you scroll far enough, Jason Auer, Costco employee.
Shut up. Is his picture there?
Nope. And it's his only filmography.
Oh my God.
2007.
Oh my God. That's fucking hilarious.
Jason Auer is an actor known for King of California.
The end.
And you can edit the page. We should add some things.
You should put fucking 100 episodes. Oh, you're right. And it's, dude, he's not even that. Jason Auer is not even that far down that the search as I thought it would be.
Wow. Well, there's 3 people after him. And that is Chinese Man, Miranda Age Night, and Carpet Excavation.
Oh, Lord.
It's not, I mean, it looks,
I don't know,
like an okay movie.
No, it's, I hear it's good. I don't think it's that.
You can watch
that
on Tubi.
I think we should probably
IMDb TV.
Oh yeah, IMDb TV comes with your Amazon subscription. So
nice.
I don't know. Should we just watch it?
I say we do it.
All right, I think that's a good idea. I guess we forgot to review. And we'll give Cheech an extra week to do his homework.
Yeah, we don't want him to miss this out. What does he have to do in the hotel room? Nothing.
I know. This guy's fucking being a little, I don't know. He's trying to get out of homework. That's not cool.
No. It's not going to work, buddy.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah,
definitely. So, all right. Well, I guess we'll just leave it at that. We'll cut it a little short because, you know, we have all this homework that Cheech has to do. And
yeah.
We're going to keep it pretty light. I'm kind of over Michael Douglas. How are you feeling on Michael Douglas's life as a body of work and all that stuff?
I could keep going.
Ooh. We're going to have to.
I really like his voice.
Mm. Yeah, it makes sense.
I don't want to say too much. Yeah, because... No spoilers. We'll have to get into it more with Cheech next week after he watches these 3 films.
So good. All right. Well, I think that's it.
I don't want to rob the audience of his wonderful opinions.
of his hot takes.
Yeah, his hot takes.
Oh Lord. All right. Well, that's cool. Nice try, I guess we'll go ahead and pause it there, and then we'll have. We'll be back next week with finishing off. This is it. We're only doing this special thing because Cheech is not here. Maybe we watch the fucking Kaminsky fucking report or whatever it's called. yeah, we'll figure something out. But for sure, we're gonna just roll over the homework onto this week, and then hopefully he'll be COVID free next week, and then we can go back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yeah, we got some new stuff coming out, it sounds like.
Yeah, we got to come up with some new stuff for sure, a whole new direction for this. I don't know. I'm excited.
We're accepting suggestions. I don't know. I might suggest a Charlie Sheen run.
Oh, my God. I know. We talked about it before. So, yeah, Cheech is off the hook not off the hook, I should say. But, yeah. We'll be back next week, and we'll have a whole new set of downs to go through. Hopefully,
downs.
Hopefully, I know. I don't know where we're at with that. That was a poor attempt at a football fucking reference.
Or if you could think of any good duos who have appeared in many movies together, that could be fun. Mm. You know, like a Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly thing, but something better.
Yeah, but something better. Yeah, like a Will Smith, Martin Lawrence.
Jaden Smith. I'll think about it.
It's a tough one. Sweet. All right, y'all. We'll see you next week.
Bye.